enjoyed that. I've enjoyed all of it, and I bring you greetings from Streamwood, Illinois. You don't know where that is, probably, unless you've been there. Just call it Chicago, I suppose. I appreciate your hospitality. I really do. It's always a blessing to be here. We love you. My wife wanted very, very much to be here. She's been to several conferences, but didn't come last year, wasn't able to physically, and she wanted to be at this one, and she wasn't able to travel, and the Lord knows about that, and the Lord's right. But in listening to all the messages, the last message, I really want to go to heaven. I mean, I'm glad. I know I am going, but I mean, I don't want to go. I want to go now. I don't want to be on earth anymore. And it's not so much that I'm telling you that I have no struggles with the flesh or worldliness about me. I mean, that's the biggest reason I want to go. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired. I want to go to heaven. I want him to come. And I wish what did that one preacher say when he was preaching and a big storm going on outside and he was preaching on judgment and great big crack of lightning? He said, I wish I'd said that. I kind of wish, that's the way I feel. I kind of wish I'd said that, enjoyed that with Collins. Lord's given me something to preach on that I don't want to preach on because I don't want to do it. That's the thing. I don't mind so much preaching on it so long as you all do it, but I don't want to do it. But sad thing is, I'm going to have to, and we're going to have to. I mean, he's coming, and that's an encouragement. But what is it supposed to encourage us to do, or what are we supposed to be doing that we need this encouragement? I guess the last message was entitled, He's Coming. I guess this one is Till He Comes. And I don't know that I really want to preach till he comes because I don't want there to be a till. I'm ready now. I'm tired of sin. I'm sick of struggling with it. And I just want to go home. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We live in a very wicked world. And I'm aware that it is wrong for me to feel the way that I feel about my government. It's wrong. It is wrong. Man ought not to speak evil of the leader of his people. And yet, I'll be honest with you, I cannot watch the news anymore. And I don't mean, I just can't. I watch the Cubs, and that gets me upset enough. And that's it. The reason I cannot is because I become so angry. And that's wrong. When we were in Eastern Germany and Bill Clinton was the president of this nation, and for one reason or another, we'd have to go into the consulate or even the embassy for some sort of business, and I'd see his picture up there on the wall as the president. It used to kind of make me a little sick to my stomach. And I'd shake my head, and I could not, I just would always, usually out loud, say something like, it's a shame for a nation to have a whoremonger for a president. It is, you know. But I want to tell you something, and I'm certainly not defending Bill Clinton. But I believe that Bill Clinton, in his filthy, wicked, evil, depraved, ungodly mind, believed that what he was doing was good for this nation. No, it wasn't. It was not at all. It was everything wrong. But I don't think that men like Ted Kennedy have a mind, and they sure don't have a conscience. Barney Frank, we have an admitted homosexual, a deviant, running major portions of our government. Men like that, I mean, they're just so filthy and wicked, they don't even, right or wrong doesn't even come into their mind. But I do believe that a lot of I don't know, the liberal branch of politics, I'm certain that they think that they stand for right. They really think it's when they say it is evil to stand against ungodliness, what we know to be ungodly, they really believe that. They really think they're right. They are wrong. Their minds are twisted with sin. They are filthy and wicked. But they believe they're right. Our current president of the United States, I don't think he cares. In fact, no, I'll go beyond that, because I don't think Nancy Pelosi cares. I don't think, and I'm not afraid to call their name. Look, they already, one fellow said, brother, you're wrong about the end times, pre-tribulation. He said, you're wrong. We're going through the tribulation period. He said, I won't. He said, what do you mean you won't? He said, as many emails as I have written to politicians telling them these things are wrong and we ought not to, and God is not pleased with that, and it is these, you know, I'm on so many lists. As soon as they get the go ahead, I wouldn't go through it anyway. No, we're not going to go through it, so don't worry about it. But I guarantee you, I'll be the first one that they've got squads ready. If they do, I'm at the top of the list. Just because I'm a pest, if nothing else. I mean, I really am convinced that the current president of the United States does not want good for this nation. I mean, Bill Clinton thought what he was doing was good for the nation. I don't doubt that. He was wrong, but he thought it. I'm convinced the current president of the United States knows what he is doing is bad for this nation, and that is his intent. And that scares me. So you here to talk about politics? You're going to be surprised to hear this, but no. But let me get there first. Not only are we in that condition in our government, and I don't. If ever you think that there is a conspiracy somewhere, you're probably right. I mean, you don't even know, and I don't want to know all that I don't know. I know a little bit of something because of my family members about the teachers union, and I love teachers, so don't get upset. But I know something about the teachers union, and I guarantee you the teachers union, it is their intent to spread perversion and filth. They do it on purpose. It is a political organization. Humanism. Nobody even tries to hide it anymore. They used to say, oh, you're seeing ghosts everywhere. You're seeing conspiracy. They don't even hide it anymore. It is a new world order. And they're proud of it. And understand this, humanists have no problem with a creator. They absolutely believe in a creator. Haven't you ever heard them? What amazing thing it is how this creature evolved with the ability to do this thing. Oh, it's a, evolution is such a marvelous, amazing mechanism. They believe in a creator of sorts. Absolutely, they worship Mother Nature. We had a vice president, almost became president of this nation, but for the grace of God, who really believes in worshiping nature. If you think I'm lying, he really believes that you and I are just a growth, a leech on this world, and that we really just need to be taken care of. It's so bad, I can't even imagine how bad it is. Am I cheering you up? People come to me and they're mad. They say, Brother Kelly, it's like this. And I say, oh, it's like that. You don't even, that's worse. I mean, imagine the very worst that it could be. And you don't even get it. It's not, you have not come close to how bad it really is. And not only that, it's going to get worse. I remember when Brother Dan was a young preacher. When those of us, I suppose, in my generation were young. I can't believe Brother Killing was talking about something. We sat in somebody's kitchen in Washington, and it couldn't have been more than a couple years ago. He told me that was 30 years ago. I said, I know he's lying. I know it wasn't 30 years ago. I know that. There was a time when I would hear preaching about the time we're in right now. And look, I don't know. The Lord, I hope the Lord's coming back tonight. Very, very soon. But it could, I don't know. I mean, until he comes back, it's going to get worse. I used to hear preaching about it, and it was a little bit like an exciting movie. Maybe some of you have seen those movies or read the books about, about the end times. I forget the guy's name, but, he's made a lot of money. And it's kind of like, don't listen to it. I mean, it's kind of like watching the, Moses and the Ten Commandments movie. It's about one-tenth Bible, nine-tenths Hollywood. But that was really the genuine attitude of most of us. Boy, they talk about stuff. Oh, I tell you, it's going to get so bad. There could come a time when they will arrest you for preaching. There come a time when they will, they might just haul you off and you disappear. And it wasn't like I wanted anything like that to happen, but it just seemed so distant. It seemed kind of like, almost like an exciting movie. And boy, you get all bolstered up and you think, well, I'll stand for Jesus. They don't come. I mean, just I'll stay, I'll get me a little Tommy gun and a spy thing, and I'll, hide in a cave and let them come. And the Lord has laid upon my heart and made it clear to me that when it says it's going to get worse and worse, that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about the political situation, brethren. He's not, right? That's the symptom. That's not the disease.
In Canada, it's already against the law to preach against homosexuality. I don't know what they're doing about it. I haven't heard lately, but I know it's against the law. I mean, these things, they are coming. Don't get me wrong. I cannot watch the television because if I see Obama's face, and I'll tell you what, it's wrong, but I cannot bring myself to put the other word, the P word, in front of Obama. I can't do it. I'd have a fit right here. I can't watch him. His picture comes on the television, and my daughter just says, turn it quick. It's not a good spirit, I'm telling you. But this, I'm leading, there's a point in this. I'm leading up to something, and I really want you to get this point. I mean, it hurts me. I love this country. You don't have to have been a soldier to love this country. I was a soldier. I love this country. It hurts me. I mean, I'm just going to confess to you, this is wrong, so don't think, well, Brother Kell said we can do it. Every time I see his face, the first thing that comes to my mind is, you puke. That's a real good spirit for a Christian, isn't it? And that's my point. See, here's what I don't want to do. Put me in jail. Go ahead. Put me in jail for preaching the gospel. Shoot me. I don't, you know. But don't make me act like a Christian around people like that. I'm serious. That I cannot and will not. I'm going to have to, though. That's the hard part. This is not about suffering for Jesus. Oh, give me a break. You know how much worse it would have to get politically in this nation to be as bad as it was for the Albigensians 1,000 years ago? I still think we might be a little ways away from having our wives taken from us and having their skin peeled from their bodies. I still think we might be a little ways from having Baptists lined up, the heads of Baptists lined up on poles all the way to Washington, D.C. A little ways anyway. It's already been that bad. That's not what he means when he says it's going to get worse and worse. That was a long introduction, but I want you to understand, I feel your pain. And you probably don't, many of you are probably better Christians than me, and you don't feel it the way I feel it, because I'm going to tell you, I feel it so bad, I literally become physically ill if I see his picture. I do. I'm not lying to you. I do. I don't think I hate anybody, but I can make an exception. That's how bad it is. It's wrong, though. And I'm going to have to get over it. And I don't want to. And I need the grace of God. And not only that, it's going to get worse. And I don't know if I have the strength to act like a Christian about people. To act like a Christian around people like that. And we're not used to it. Well, I know we've had some bad people around, but you just don't know how bad it's going to be. Like those two ladies. I mean, what's your reaction? You weren't ladies, females. My reaction is, I don't want to eat anymore. I don't want to look at it. I can't. I mean, but there's going to come a time when there's no place to turn. Because it's everywhere. And it's getting that way.
What am I going to do? All right. I appreciate you bearing with me. I want you to understand where I'm coming from when I preach this. And I hope that, and I want you to understand how important this is to me. I mean, if nothing else, I hope you all have this under control. You just pray for Brother Keller then. Because I really want to do what my Lord wants me to do. Ask me to go to jail for Christ. I think I could do that. That's nothing. They've been doing that for 2,000 years. Ask me to give up my life for Christ. I believe I could do that. They've been doing that for 2,000 years. That's nothing. The hard part is just going to be acting like a Christian. And that I don't know if I can do. I know I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But I'm going to have to change my attitude. Not towards sin. I don't misunderstand that. I want you to see, here's the issue. I don't have any problem, so long as it's not my sin, standing against sin. I can stand against those kind of sins. I can stand against them. I can jump up and down against them. I can spit and holler, scream against them. But standing against them and being a testimony and the salt of the earth and a light unto this world, I can handle it. I can handle a whoremonger. It's wicked. It's wrong. But it's sort of it's a natural sin, right? I mean, I don't mean natural in a godly way, but it's you understand that. I mean, there's some things that I can understand. I can understand thieves. I mean, I'm not saying it's wrong to steal. I'm not going to steal. But I can understand. In my flesh, I can understand the desire. Some things I cannot understand. You know, not only is it true that homosexuals can be saved, it's true I got to tell them about Jesus. And frankly, I don't want to. I really don't. Not that I want them to go to hell. I'm not rooting for them to go to hell. I'm not saying, oh, burn, baby, burn, anything like that. It's just that I don't want to tell them. I really don't. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to get close to them. I mean, they might have AIDS and, you know, a sneeze or something. I don't. People talking about give somebody with AIDS a hug. Oh, please. I don't want to be in the same room where they might have breathed, because don't tell me you got to get it from blood or something. I don't believe it. I'm serious. I want you to understand the simple, simple message. I want you to understand where I'm coming from. And I know a couple of you that feel the same way. But till he comes. Now, when he comes, we're going to rejoice over the destruction of sin. That I can do. Well, it's other people's sins anyway. Right? That I can do. And it's right. It's good. But look at here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 5. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now, you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That is the Antichrist. He's not been revealed yet, but the spirit of the Antichrist is well at work. I can look at Nancy Pelosi and say, there it is.
I can look at Barney Frank. Well, no, I can't look at him, actually. But, you know, and I can say, there it is. I can't. Look, some people have just the way they were raised. Some people have, you know, maybe they don't like this kind of people. They don't like, Brother Dan doesn't like Sox fans. You know, everybody's got a prejudice. I'm not at all homophobic. I'm not scared of them. I just am disgusted. I do. I have a prejudice. But you see, I have to get over it. I know a preacher one time who just did not like one specific race of people. Raised that way, and hated them. Lord sent him someplace, filled the church with him. He said, the Lord's telling me I'm going to have to learn to love him. See, here's the issue. Do I not love their sin? We understand that. And I don't, God can do anything. But I do know this. You're going to have to go to work and, I don't know, hammering up drywall or working on a computer or, I don't know. You know, asking if you want to supersize the fries, whatever, wherever you are. Young people. And there's going to be the filthiest, most disgusting. Brother Hancock will know what I mean when I say this. There's a race, a species of people called maggots. And in the Army, that was, you know, I was in the Army a while ago, and there was a time when, you know, it was almost a term of endearment. It's the nicest thing I think I was called the first 3 years I was in the Army. But I don't mean it that way. There's just some filthy, nasty people. And we're going to have to be. There's just nowhere you can go. We go live on a desert island, but that's not what Jesus wants us to do. That's the whole problem with the Amish attitude. Beyond their theology, I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about this sticking your head in the sand. I can stand against it, but can I stand against it the way Jesus wants me to right now? But I'm going to have to learn how. You see, here's the problem. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. Until he be taken out of the way. So understand this is a process. Let, that is preventing a process of preventing less and less until, in fact, he prevents no more. It's not going to just happen like that. Now, there's going to be a huge instantaneous change when the Lord calls us to him, and not only in our lives, but in this world. Because there won't be any of God's saints left on earth. But until then, it's going to increasingly get worse. And you can't hide forever. I mean, I'm all in favor of protecting our children as long as you can. But there comes a time when you and I, grown-ups, we're going to have to start, because everybody around us is going to be nastier and nastier and nastier and nastier. I don't care what a person, you know, they used to talk about, well, whatever you do behind closed doors, just, you know, well, look, I just don't want to know. As long as I don't have to know how wicked a person's life is, I can tell them about the Lord. I can. I really, you know, I do want people to go to heaven. Amen. I can tell them about Jesus. I can live a Christian, well, I can try to live a Christian life in front of them. I can tell them about Jesus. But when they start acting the way they are, it's really getting hard. In 1 Thessalonians, and we read, I mean 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, and we had it read to us from another place in Scripture, in the last message. It's going to come a time when sin is going to be punished, when all that hate us are going to be dealt with, and we're going to sing hallelujah, praise to God. Amen. But until he comes, see, verse 6 of chapter 1, seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. In that day. But until then, we're going to have to be troubled. See, I don't want to be, but that's just the way it is. I mean, isn't that what he said? We're going to be troubled. And then, yeah, God's going to deal with them. But until then, I'm going to have to be troubled. I am going to have to talk to people that repulse me. Now, I'm not going to hang around them and do where they're doing the things they're doing. Somebody stands up and starts to... I won't go into it, but recently, in college. But you're not going to be able to get away from it. There's no place to go. Filthy and disgusting being stood up, talked about how his sister used to be his sister, now his sister's his brother. Or I don't know, his brother's his sister or something. I mean to tell you, what? I mean, who on earth ever heard of such a thing? It used to be the subject of jokes. I mean, used to talk about, preachers used to talk about some woman who was a harlot, whether she was for hire or not, but you know, would come and repent and was such a filthy being, but God could save her. I don't know. About 75% of our nation, female population, I don't know, maybe only 73, dresses like a harlot. And you know, I mean, if they're not hiring, charging, I don't know, but they're sure advertising. I mean, today, in the news, I mean, there's a big problem. Teenage pregnancy, please. I mean to tell you, pre-teens, in the sixth and seventh grades, they're talking about large percentages are not only not virgins, actively, regularly, weekly. You know, I'll be honest with you, there's some nasty, filthy, wicked people in this world. I don't have to like what they do. In fact, if I do, I'm real wrong. There's only one or two things, well, three, but the first one definitely won't work. There's one or three things I can do about this. I can try to hide from it, but where am I going to go? It's going to get worse and worse. I never believed, I just didn't get it, to be honest with you. I really never believed that homosexuality would become at least accepted and partially practiced by a large portion of our population. I always thought it was a fringe. There comes a time when people won't know where they're supposed to. And I mean, just this is animal. This is biology. This is the decay. I'm not talking about righteousness. I'm just talking about the decay of sinful man getting worse and worse. They're not going to know whether they sleep with boys or girls or, you know, chimpanzees. And I'm absolutely serious. You just don't know how. I don't have an idea. Make me want to vomit if I knew. Imagine how wicked this nation has gotten just in the past 5 years. From 5 years ago, it's gotten this bad. If we're here for another five, and I'm going to have to witness these people, I'm going to have to be, how are you going to be a light to that? It's, brethren, the end times, what we're going to go through, it's not about suffering for the Lord, you know, being locked up in jail, because that's old news. I'm not saying it won't happen. It probably will. What I'm saying is there's nothing new about that. What is new is this kind of depravity. Becoming the norm and I want to be here till he takes me out. So the other two options, if I can't get away from it, would be to go along with it. That's what most Christians do now or have done up until now. I mean, let's just be honest, you know. Because it's not been so disgusting. You know, worldliness has not been so bad up until now. But if you're really saved, that's just not going to work. You ever seen a fish out of water? They flop. It must be painful. I don't know. Looks like it is. They flop around in a fit. It is not natural for them. It's not natural for a Christian to be in sin. But the worse the sin gets, the more impossible it's going to be to go along. I mean, you know, I think it's horrible that we would not be offended when little Susie has an abortion. That's murder. You know, a lot of Christians are kind of come along with that. And I said it was right, but you know,
I won't pick on Johnny. Or little Johnny. It's always little Susan, little Johnny. Little Alfred, I guess.
You know, he got a girl pregnant, but he's sorry, and you know. Fact is, Christians have gone along with those kind of things. They're not going to be able to go along with, you know, 25-year-old Alfred liking little boys. You know, there's a society in America. A society. There's a group. Club. Remember, clubs used to be the, you know, I don't know, the Kiwi Club or whatever, Kiwanis or whatever they were. You know, you go out and pick up trash and help, you know, do good stuff in the community. There's a club in America called the Men Boy Love Association. I mean, if I have to witness to somebody like that, you're probably going to have to put one of us behind bars. But it's going to get worse, brethren. It's going to become more commonplace. They already look at us like we are lunatics because we stand against premarital sex. It is becoming wrong now not to do that because, you know, you got to drive, you kick the tires first, you know, before you buy a car, right? Take it for a test drive, so, you know, you got to try it out a little bit. Live together for a year or two. Christian, or so-called Christian people, at least tolerating it, sometimes encouraging it. Well, you know, you want to make sure they're compatible. That's nothing. See, here's what it means that it's going to get worse and worse. I am not so concerned. I'm going to have to get over who our president is. I'm just going to have to get over it because God put him there. Yeah, he did. I didn't say God made him sin. But if God didn't want him there, he wouldn't be there. Probably because we need to get our act together. You want to know why 9/11 happened? I mean, you know, if the Lord's people. Doesn't the Bible say if we would repent? Yeah. Turn from our wicked way? Yeah. He'd heal our land? Are you seeing the healing going on? The preacher got up and said it was because of the whoremongers. It was because of the prostitutes. It was because of the... I think he's mad because of a magazine that he lost a lawsuit against, but it's because of the pornographers, it's because of that. 9/11 had not. Did you think God was trying to get the attention of dead people? I don't think so. It was about you and me. Because it's going to get worse and worse. And I'm going to have to stand against what makes me want to vomit and stand against it and stand up and say, no, don't you, class, don't you think it's lovely that little Susie's sister is now his brother? They're going to stand up and say, no, it's not lovely. It is unnatural. It's wrong. I hope that Susie or Johnny or whatever he is now repent of his sins and turn to Christ. You know how that's going to be received? Not very well. I'm not telling it's going to be easy. I did not ask God to let me be a Christian in the end times. It'd be a lot easier just to get shot. Get your head cut off. Because what are you going to do about that? It's over pretty quick. Then you're in heaven. I'm going to have to deal with people I would rather throw up on than tell about, and that's the truth, than tell about the Lord, but I'm going to have to act like a Christian because God didn't ask me when I wanted to live. And God didn't ask me how I want to react. God said, I'm going to have to act like Christ. Now, Christ stood against sin. But he told the most evil of people that they were wrong and needed to repent. I cannot rejoice. You know, I don't get to be that guy right now running around rejoicing, God's going to get you. That's not my job right now. I frankly don't want to do this. Don't think badly of me. It's not that I don't want them to go to heaven. But this is hard. There has never been a generation, ever a generation of Christians faced with a job that we're going to be faced with if the Lord doesn't come back real soon. Listen, who's going to get worse? 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm watching the time. I know I'm almost done. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13. It is evil men and seducers that shall wax worse and worse. Worse than they are now? Yes. Deceiving and being deceived, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. You know, I've witnessed to moonshiners. I think half of Central City is moonshiners, the other half was Free Will Baptists. I think they were Free Will Baptists and moonshiners. And I've witnessed drug addicts. I've witnessed prostitutes. I'll be honest with you, I thought I was kind of doing something, boy. I was going, you know, I've gone on the streets. We're drunks lying in the gutter urinating on themselves because they were just gone to that depth. And I'm not saying I went because I was puffed up with myself. Gee, I'm somebody. But I thought, I've done something. This is right. This is good. I really have. I mean, but you know what I did? I went home and took a shower. I did. I'd go down. I preach to drunks on the street. I tell them about Jesus, and I did care. That's nothing. I don't get any points for that. I didn't do anything. It's going to be so much harder than that. The people we're going to have to deal with, because they're going to get worse and worse. And even people before that would maybe have only been whoremongers and harlots. Because natural affection wanes, because the Spirit of God is progressively removing His influence, His preventive influence on this wicked world, they are going to go crazier and crazier with sin, like a rabid dog. And they are going to act worse and worse and worse. And I can't even imagine how bad it's going to become if the Lord doesn't come back soon. And I'm going to have to act like a Christian around these people. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to have to hate sin and tell them how God hates them, what they're doing. and how God is disgusted by them. And then tell them, but I am no better than you. You know, I can tell some pretty rotten people that I'm no better than them. I wasn't saved till I was over 18 anyway. And I'm not going to glorify sin, but some of you know what I'm talking about. I've done some things where I could look at somebody and say, I would be right there were it not for the grace of God. But that's changing. That's changing. There's things I don't understand. There's things that confuse me. It's going to be really hard to tell somebody. I don't know. How could you tell a man that's molested a little boy, I am no better than you? Because I think I am. I know I'm wrong. But don't you think you are? Better than that. I don't understand it. I thank God I don't understand such a sin. But I'm going to have to tell them the same thing I tell the drunk. But for the grace of God, I am no better than you. And Jesus died on the cross to pay for the most filthy. See, when I used to think of filthy sinners, that Jesus died for the most depraved, the filthy, I thought about that drunk lying in his own vomit on the street. That's nothing. What we're going to be faced with. And we're still going to have to tell them, I'm no better than you. And I mean inside, hate their sin. You want to talk about hating sin? I can hate sin when it's hurting somebody, when I see it, you know, them lying there and the harm it causes them. I can hate sin, but not like I can hate some kinds of sin. And still desire that that poor, sin-sick, wretched. I mean, I'm starting to get the meaning of the word wretched. To want them to be released from sin. Want them to turn to Christ. I make myself pray for President Obama. I make myself pray for him. And it hurts. You know why it hurts? It hurts because I don't really mean it. I mean, part of me, I really don't. God help my cold heart. I could look on sinful men that make me want to puke. Because I lived a wicked life till the Lord saved my soul. I thought. That was nothing. I'm off to tell them about Jesus. Tell them if they'll turn to Christ. I remember preachers used to preach, I don't think a homosexual could be saved. And they meant it because they just couldn't understand such a sin. Such a sin was beyond their comprehension. They must be beyond God's grace. We have people leading this country that are queers. It's becoming natural and normal. You don't know. I don't want to know. Especially not if they're the waiter or something. I really don't. But that's not going to fly anymore, brother. God can save him. And you and I are going to have to pray for him.
And we may even have to tell them about Jesus. You pray for me that I can. And I'll pray for you. It's as bad as you think. It's much worse. And it's going to get worse. And we still have to act like a Christian. I have trouble acting like a Christian if somebody cuts in front of me in line at the grocery store. Come on now. You know what I know. Tell the truth. Boy, and if it's my turn to go at a stop sign. How am I going to act like a Christian around really bad people? But I have to. I have to tell them about Jesus. We have to protect our children and strengthen them and prepare them for battle, warfare. You know, physical warfare is nothing. Imprisonment, beatings, nothing. We're going to have to prepare them for a warfare, a Christian battle. Stand against the wickedness of sin like a Christian. You pray for me.